Yashodanandana Prajachananjana Yashodanandana Prajachananjana Yashodanandana Prajachananjana Yashodanandana Prajachananjana Yamunatinavana Chari Yamunatina Yamunatina Vana Chari Yamunatina Vana Chari Jayo Rata Mahatava Kunja Vihari Jayo Rata Jaya Ratha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Ratha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Girivala Dhali Jaya Kopichana Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Girivala Dhali Jaya Kopichana Vanahava Girivala Dhali Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashodanandana Rajachana Nanjana Yashodanandana Rajachana Nanjana Yamunatiravana Chari Yamunatiravana Chari Yamunatiravana Chari Yamunatira Vanachari Jayo Tata Mahatava Kunja Vihari Jayo Tata Mahatava Jayo Tata Mahatava Kunja Vihari Jaya Tata Madhava Jaya Goranitai Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Jaya Jaya Jagannath Jagannath Jaya Bharate Jaya Subhaja Jaya Jaya Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish, Rukmini Dogadish. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya,
Prabhupada Jaya.
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Panamahamsa, Parira Jakcharya, Ashtodana Satta Shri Shrima, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinanda Swami Maharaj, Shira Prabhupada Ki Jaya. ISKCON Found Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivinanda Swami Maharaj, Shira Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Panamahamsa Prairajakcharya Ashtadara Satta Shri Shrima. His Divine Grace Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Sakha Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Sri Vasadi Gola Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinam Shyamakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shri Mayapu Dham Ki Jai. Shri Jagannapuri Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Chamuna Mai Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Tusi Devi Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai. Hare Rama Sankirtan Ki Jai. ISKCON Yutva Gadam Ki Jai. Nithai Gaura Pramanandi Hare Hare Haribo. Akraris Tirisambodhi Vodis Hare Krishna. Akraris Tirisambodhi Vodis Hare Krishna. Akraris Tirisambodhi Vodis Hare Krishna. Akraris to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Shasmati Tamo Krishna Goswami Dinamina Namo Vishnu Shasmati Bhaktivinanda Swami. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskrityam. Naran Chaiva Narottamam Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Uditayet Nasta Prayesh Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavadita Mashroke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 19, text number 17. Atha Uruda Astrichat Mayam Yoga Maya Ishvare Haro Yam Vilokya Praja Chasta Menire Asya Upasamyamam Atolutashrachamayam Yogamayeshvareharo Yamvilokya prajaschasta Maninesyopasamyamam Atoludashyajamayam Yogamayeshvareharo Yamilokya prajaschasta Menireshopasamyamam Atoludashyajamayam Yoga Mayeshvare Haro Yamilokya Prachas Chasta Menirasho Pasham Yamam. Madajis. Atha, then, Uruda, in many ways, Asrijat, he cast, Mayam, conjuring tricks, Yogamaya Ishvare, the Lord of Yogamaya, Haro et Hari, Yam, which, Vilokya, after seeing Prajaha, the people, Chasta, fearful, Manire, thought, Asya, of this universe, Upasamyamam, this dissolution, Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The demon, however, employed many conjuring tricks against the personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of Yogamaya. At the sight of this, the people were filled with alarm and thought that the dissolution of the universe was near. Purport. The fighting enjoyment of the Supreme Lord with his devotee, who had been converted into a demon, appeared severe enough to bring about the dissolution of the universe. This is the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even the wavering of his little finger appears to be a great and very dangerous movement in the eyes of the inhabitants of the universe. Om agyana timinandasya agyananjana shalakaya chakshu umilitan yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtan Stapitan Yena Pudare Swayam Rupa Kadama Hyan Tadati Swam Padanti Kam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Guru Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupan Sakrachatam Sahagana Nakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakaupataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishvanevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatra Shri Vasadi Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ato Rudasyam Mayam Yogamaya Shvare Haro Yam Vilokya Prajastasta Menire Seopasyam Myamam. Translation again. The demon, however, employed many conjuring tricks against the personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of Yogamaya. At the sight of this, people were filled with alarm and thought that the dissolution of the universe was near. So, as I was reading the pastimes of Lord Varade is fighting with the demon Hiranyaksha. I'm really attracted by the heroic activities of the Lord. Yeah. See, people in general are very much attracted by the heroic activities of heroes, great personalities. I remember, before I joined this Krishna consciousness movement, I was always attracted by the, heroic activities of different, great personalities in China like that, Like, you probably have heard about the Monkey King, the story. So, in China, we have, a very beautiful story about the Monkey King. He's a really positive figure, stands for, truth, honors, all the good qualities, always fighting with the evil spirit. People in China really admire him a lot, and he accompanied a great saintly monk to the Western countries, to the Western part of the world, basically accompanying him to India to learn the truth about enlightenment like that, I was, really attracted by this kind of, stories, heroic stories. And then after joining Krishna consciousness, I becoming really attracted by the Lord's, transcendental pastime. It's really very interesting that we know that this material world, as Prabhupada used to describe that, is actually like a big prison house. Because whoever comes to this material world, he has to suffer from old age, disease, and death. No matter how great personality you are, even if you are the a king or the president of the United States, still he has to suffer from, old age, disease, and death. And the Lord Sri Krishna, is the father of all living entity. He's so kind, you know. He comes personally to, you know, enact his transcendental pastimes, so that we conditioned soul will become attracted by him. It also reminds me a nice verse from the Bhagavad Gita where Lord Krishna says, Jamakama chamet divyam evan yaveti tatvataha tyakvam deham prajamam naitimam etisho Arjuna. Krishna tells Arjuna that whoever understands that my appearance and disappearance are transcendental, then, you know, he's fit to go back to the spiritual world. He will never come back again to this material world, where at any moment there will be repeated birth, death, old age, and disease. So, like, you know, as general parents, always wishing good for his children, right? So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, as the father of all, you know, humanity, all living entities, he always wishing good for us too. That's why, you know, many times he comes to this world, you know, enact his wonderful pastimes so that we can become attracted by him. In this way, you know, if we can remember Lord Sri Krishna's pastime, then we will go back to Krishna very easily. And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita too. As Lord Krishna promised that yam yam vapi smanam bhavam tyajanti ante karevanam tam tam evaiti kunteya sadata bhava bhavita. That whatever state of being one remembers at the time of his death, that state of being he will attain without fail. That means the consciousness of at the time of a death that will determine our next birth. So, now Krishna is the Supreme Father of all living beings. He is really very kind, you know. Many times he comes to this material world to enact his wonderful transcendental pastimes so that we conditioned soul will become attracted by him. And in this way, you know, we can easily go back to the spiritual world. Actually, yesterday I had a nice talk with my mother, or not my mother, my mother-in-law in China, and she was telling me that this material world is actually really a place full of suffering. And she was telling me the story of Steve Jobs, who is a millionaire here in America. Shamarad, can you bring me my mobile phone? I want to share what my, you know, mother-in-law was telling me about the... It's there. Oh, wonderful. I want to see share some other thing. 1 second. So, my mother-in-law, actually, she's a very intelligent lady. She has lots of experience in life. And with the association of my wife, she slowly picked up the practice of this Krishna consciousness. She really appreciates our philosophy, especially the chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. She is chanting like 6 rounds every day. And she was telling me at the last moment of the life of Steve Jobs, he said something which is very, very meaningful for us. Here is the words of the Steve Jobs. He said, I reached the pinnacle of success in business world In others' eyes, my life is an in others' life, my life is an epitome of success. Epitome of success. However, aside from work, I have little joy. In the end, wealth is only a fact of life that I'm accustomed to. And then he said, at this moment, lying on the sick bed and recording my whole life, I realized that all the recognition and wealth that I took so much pride in have paled and become meaningless in the face of impending death. And then he said, in darkness, I look at the green lights from the life support machine and hear the humming mechanical sounds. I can feel the breath of God of death drawing closer. So, it's really, you know, I really got the feeling that, you know, Steve Jobs is actually quite a great soul. He's a quite a great soul. Because at last moment, he got the realization that God can come as death and take away all of your belongings, whether your money, beautiful house, wife, kids. God can come as death and take away everything. So, yeah. So actually, this material world is a place full of suffering. It's not meant for a gentleman, like Bhikkhu Paribabu was telling us yesterday in his class. Yeah, he was mentioning, you know, the world where we are living now is really very bad. Yeah, so many war is going on. Yeah, it's very, very bad. It's not good place for the gentleman. Yeah, Prabhupada used to compare this material world to a toilet. Nobody wants to stay in the toilet. You just finish your business and you just leave it right away. Yeah, like that, you know. Yeah. So therefore we should really, you know, try to practice this Krishna consciousness very seriously ourselves, not only ourselves, but also to teach people this transcendent knowledge, specifically by, you know, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So, Srila Maharaj, can you put your WhatsApp? Uh-huh. Okay. So recently, I went back to China, you know, for about 6 months. And I got so much opportunity to associate with the devotees there. And also, I even tried some book distribution in Hong Kong. Yeah. Somehow, I realized, you know, people are people, you know. Whether it is here in America, or Hong Kong or China, wherever there is people, we can always try to, you know, distribute some books to them. Yeah. Like this gentleman, he is actually a professor, you know, in one of the very famous university in Hong Kong, the Hong Kong Polytechnic University. I approached him saying, "Oh my God, bro, I like your style." And the man immediately started to laugh. And I asked him, "Where are you from?" And he told me, "I'm from Hong Kong. I'm a professor in this university." He was telling me like that, you know. And then immediately handing the set of book, telling him, "I'm a monk from China. And my master asked me to enlighten people by distributing these books about yoga meditation." And he was very amazed to see these books. He said, I'm actually a follower of Buddhist, of Lord Buddha. I like meditation very much. Yeah. And then I started explaining to him that, you know, what we are teaching now is called mantra meditation. And then I started explaining to him, ma means our mind, cha means to free. So mantra means to free the mind from stress and anxieties. And then I asked him, you know, what will happen when your mind is free from stress and anxiety? And the professor immediately answered, happiness. And then I immediately have a high five with him. You're right. You're just right, you know. And he is so happy, you know. Yeah. And I told him, you know, all the books, they are printed by our temple. You know, you're welcome to, you know, have them. People just help out with a donation so that the printing cost will be covered. Yeah, can you just help out with a donation? And the man immediately pulled out the wallet and handed me a nice, good amount of donation. Yeah. He's a professor, you know. So it reminds me that, you know, Prabhupada used to say, actually the devotees, they are everywhere, you know. We just need to go and find them, you see. I really got this kind of, experience. Because, you know, even in Hong Kong, such a remote place, you know, far away from America, you see, still, people are, you know, looking, you know, for some, you know, spiritual knowledge, you know. So I really got this, you know, feeling. And also, there are some nice young kids also, like this one. Yeah. He also took the book and make nice, you know, donation like that, you know. Yeah. And also, people in China, although material speaking, are very advanced now, but there are still quite a good amount of people, they are looking for a healthy way of life, you know. Generally speaking, I mean, you know, China has been opened up to the Western countries for the 40, 50 years. So although the government is still, you know, controlling the general public very tightly, but still more people are used to, you know, freedom of life. So basically, you know, people are enjoying quite nice life in China. And many of them, they are very health conscious. That's why there are lots of, you know, vegetarian restaurants in China also. Yeah. And there are many people got into the practice of yoga, different things. So my godbrother, Chandrasekhar Prabhu, Radhacharan Prabhu, they are preaching really nicely to these kind of people. So I want to share some of the preaching that they have done. Basically, we are doing the home program. So check out this one. So this is the this is one of the home program organized by my godbrother Chandrasekhar Prabhu. I was there, you know, filming. Basically, all these people, they are from the yoga studio. Yeah. So basically, this is the home program we are doing. Yeah. But occasionally, we can do the program in open space. Like one of my godbrother, Radhacharan Prabhu, he did a really good one in a very beautiful place. Let me show you this video. Huh? One second, let me show you. I want to show you this one. Yes, this one. This is a very beautiful place, like a resort place. Yeah. So Somehow we could do that in China, you know. The Chinese government, after studying us for so many years, slowly, slowly is a kind of accepting us now, you see. Before, if we are doing like that, immediately we'll come and catch us, you know, like that, you know. So this is my god brother, Radha Charan Prabhu. He's an initiating spiritual master for China. Yeah. People are really like this kind of, chanting and dancing, you see. Yeah. So I'm sure, just like, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of Buddhist temples in China. So I'm sure in the future, there will be hundreds of thousands of Krishna temples in China too, by the mercy of Lord Buddha. Because Lord Buddha is one of the powerful incarnation of Krishna, you know. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much. Oh, yes. Yeah, Jimmy Prabhu. Here's my question, yeah. Jai. Congratulations, Prabhu. Yeah, microphone, just wait, huh? Oh, yes. His question is why the Chinese government slowly becoming accepting our Krishna consciousness? That's your question, right? I think it's Krishna's mercy and the mercy of Lord Buddha too. Actually, in the beginning, the Chinese government is very, very much against us. Some of the devotees, they were even put into the jail because of, including me, yeah. I was put into the jail because of preaching Krishna consciousness in China for 1 month. I was put into jail. And one of my god brother, Gaudiya Prabhu, he was put into the jail for 1 year. But somehow, you know, preaching, you know, is kept going. And because of the austerities of the devotees there in China, slowly, slowly the government realized that we are actually good people, you know. And now, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are all legally printed in China. So I think, you know, after observing that for so many years, the Chinese government really understand that the Hare Krishna people, they are actually good people. Yeah, that's why they do not give us so much trouble at the moment, you know. So please pray for us that Krishna consciousness will be spread in China, you know, like anything. I really hope that one day, you know, I can go back to China and start the book distribution in different universities in China, you know. I really hope that I can do that one day, you know. And all of you can join us. Yeah, I strongly recommend that, you know, Dave, Kevin and Jimmy, you please learn some Chinese. You know, it would be very helpful. Yeah. Okay. So, oh yeah, Maharaj, yes. Okay. Okay. No, there's no vegetarian food. In the beginning, I decide because the policeman wants me to tell the different names of the devotees in different cities in China. So, in the beginning, I was not cooperating with police at all. You know, I was thinking, better let me die in the jail, otherwise all the devotees will be in trouble. So I started to fast in the jail for 18 days. Without 18 days, by drinking only water. And then the police in the jail are really feeling something, you know. They are thinking if this guy died in the jail, then it will be a big international thing, you know. So that's why they quickly, you know, they did my thing very quickly and just let me go. Just released me after 1 month like that, you know. Yeah, after 18 days, I started eating some rice. Yeah, because there's no vegetarian food. Yeah, only rice. And after 18 days, the policeman, it looks like their heart became a little bit soft. So they started to ask me, what would you like to eat? We can help you to buy something. They were telling me like that. So, and then I asked him, you know, you can help me to buy some fruits, yogurt, milk, like that. Of course, I have to, you know, pay from my own pocket, you know, like that. They will not pay for you, like that, you know. Yeah. So we will stop here. Gantraj Shima Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Hari 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 Bol.